I believe that's where the Lord wants me to be, and you work at listening. Acts chapter 28. The Bible says, and when they were escaped, then they knew that the island was called Melita. And the barbarous people showed us no little kindness. That means that they showed them a whole lot of kindness. For they kindled a fire and received us every one because of the present rain and because of the cold. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, they came out a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, "No doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he hath escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth not to live." Verse 5, "And he shook off the beast into the fire, Brother Goble, and felt no harm." Verse 5 says, "And he shook off the beast." You can be seated this morning. The Bible says in verse 5 that he shook off the beast and he felt no harm. And I have preached, Brother Garrett, many, many messages, many different types and many different ways from the book of Acts in chapter 27 and 28. And God always, it seems like he can go back to the scriptures. And Brother God can give you a new thought, a new message. And that's how God works with me. I know everybody's different and preachers are different. But God puts thoughts in my mind and God puts themes in my mind. And brother, I begin to read the scripture and God will say right there, brother, you know what I'm talking about. Burn something on your heart. It says, right there, Sunday morning, I want you to preach that message. I know who's going to be there. I know what's going on in their life, and I know what they need to hear. And right there, brother, you just get in the book, and you get a message and get burning on your heart. That's how God deals with me. And so I get in the scripture, brother, little boy, and I'll pray, and I'll read, and I'll study, brother, and God will settle that down there. And I know when something is from God. Listen, many times I've got up, I don't know. I've teeter-tot around. But Acts chapter 28 this morning, the Bible said that they just come through a bad storm. And they landed on this island out in the middle of the Mediterranean Sea called Melita. And brother, some came on broken boards and some come on just pieces of the boat that was crashed. But they came over to this island and they landed right there. And old brother Paul, brother Bubby, he got up and it was cold. And he's getting some sticks out and he's going to build a fire, listen. And brother Paul is doing good, brother Goble. But out of the midst of them sticks, a viperous snake comes up. And brother Jeff gets a hold of his hand. And the Bible said that the people was watching Paul. And the Bible said they was watching him. And they was waiting on him to swell up. And they was waiting on him to die. Pray for my voice this morning. And they was waiting on him to swell up and die. But the Bible said that he shook off the beast. And listen, he kept on going for the glory of God. Now watch this morning. You know what I like about that whole story? I like this. Paul didn't walk around with that snake attached on unto his hand like he's some kind of victim. Some people in life, you meet them, that's all they want to do, honey, is talking about that snake on their hand. I'm not talking about a little snake. Hey, listen, you ain't got to be around them long, Brother Adam. They're going to tell you about some kind of thing that happened to them in their life, or some kind of issue that they're struggling with, or something wrong with them. That's all they can talk about day in and day out is that. But no, Paul don't do that, Brother Gary. He shakes it off and keeps going on for the glory of God. Hey, listen to me. I'll tell you something else Paul don't let us do. Paul wrote 14 books in your New Testament. He never says nothing about this snake nowhere else. He don't mention it again nowhere in his writing. He just shook it off and he just kept going. Some of you do good if you just quit talking about all these issues in your life or problems that you have. If you just learn how to shake it off and go for the glory of God. Pray for me. I preach a lot. My voice is about gone. I feel blood coming up my throat, but I'm going to preach.
Bless you, Lord.
The Bible says that he shook it off and he kept going. Yeah. Now here's what I want to preach to you this morning. Here's a thought that the Lord gave me, Brother Garrett, this morning.
Bless you, Lord.
This week. Listen to me, friend. There's things in your life that you do good if you just learn to shake it off. Or you know that? There's things in this life that you can read the Bible cover to cover from Genesis to Revelation. And there's things in this life that you'll read. There's things in this life that come along you. You'll do real good if you'll just learn to shake it off. Now these people went from telling Paul, they went from saying, well, he's a man of God. Brother Goble to calling him a murderous man. He didn't let unstable people, brother, stop him. Hey, listen, he didn't let fickle people. That's the way people are. One minute they're praising you, and the next minute they run you down. You can't go by that. You just got to keep going for the glory of God. But there's some things in your life that you better learn real quick to shake off. If you're going to do anything for God, if you're going to get any further in life, there's some things that you better learn to just shake it off.
Amen.
What are you talking about, preacher? Listen to me here. I'm going to help you homes this morning. There's misunderstandings that come in your life that you better learn to shake it off.
Amen.
Are you listening to me? Bible says in Genesis chapter 13, Lot's right there with Abraham. And Abraham, and listen, Lot is like Abraham's son. And they began to have a little family quarrel. And Abraham, being the bigger man, goes to Lot, Brother Newsom. And he says, listen, we be brethren. We don't need to be fighting. You go your way and I'll go my way. You know what? There's some misunderstandings that happen in families, all families. And you and I do good if we just learn to shake some of that mess off and keep going on for the glory of God.
Amen.
So sad. How many funerals have I done? So sad to see two sisters fighting over some old threadbare skirt, or two brothers won't speak to one another over old warp skillet, or over about 6 inches of property. Hey, listen, will you and I do good to shake off some of that mess? It ain't doing nothing but hindering us. It ain't doing nothing but hurting us from being what God wants us to be in our life.
Amen.
You better learn to shake some of that stuff off. Are you listening to the preacher this morning? You need to learn to shake some of that stuff off in your families that go on. Hey, listen to me. I've seen in the fellowship, brother. Brother Glenn in the church. Two people. Listen, you ain't going to get a bunch of people in church and everybody just get along and everybody just be kumbaya. Not in this church and not in the other church. It ain't going to happen. We got different personalities. We come from different backgrounds. And we come from different places. And there's going to come up times where you're going to bump heads with somebody else. Brothers are going to bump heads with brothers. Sisters are going to bump heads with sisters. Hey, listen to me. And hopping over to the next church ain't going to help you because you're going to bump heads over there. What you need to do is just learn to shake it off for the glory of God.
Amen.
Are you listening to me? I've seen brethren in churches, listen to me. Something will happen in a fellowship. Hey, listen to me, and people can't get things right one with another, and it'll hinder up stuff. It'll hinder up a family. It'll hinder up a church, and you and I will be better off and good if we can just learn to shake some of that stuff off.
Amen.
How many marriages would still be together if somebody could just shake it off? Huh? Would our homes be a whole lot better if we just learned to shake some of this mess off?
Yeah.
It goes on. Right now, maybe in this church, you have somebody sitting here and a wife, she can't shake something off. She's holding it right now against her husband sitting here. Or a husband sitting here right now. Listen to me, you ain't learned to shake that thing off that she said to you and done to you back 42 years ago.
Yeah.
Or something he's done to you 53 years ago. Or back, listen to me, it's in your mind over and over and over. And I'm telling you, listen to me, this morning, that beast, which is the devil, he'll fasten on there. He'll hold on to that because it'll swell you up and kill you if you let it.
Amen.
Are you listening to the preacher this morning? Oh, we come on in here on Sundays, brother. We got our pretty church clothes on. Hi, Brother Kevin. I'm doing good, Brother Kevin. Listen, so full of hate and anger and bitterness. Hate about everybody all week long. And come in here and say, I'm doing good, preacher. Glory to God. fake as hell, and you know it's fake. Hey, get on the altar or something. You know what we need to do? We set up time to go to the altar at the end of service, Bubby. We need to have come to the altar the first of service so we can get right, so we can have church, so maybe a lost person would come at the end of service.
Amen.
Amen. Because right now this morning, some of you come in here and you got a snake on this hand and a snake on this hand. Now, Goble, there's five kinds of snakes that this preacher don't like. Big ones, little ones, live ones, dead ones, and rubber ones. I don't like no snakes.
Amen.
Don't like them. Don't like them. Amen. But some of y'all come in here with a snake on this hand attached, snake on this hand attached, one's bit you in the rear, you've got attached coming in, hey, they're attached to your legs, hey, you just keep them there, and Paul just shook it off, he never mentioned it no more, and he went on for the glory of God.
Amen.
And there's misunderstandings that come up, you need to learn to shake it off. Because let's just be honest, you've done people wrong too. I've done people wrong too. Let's just learn to shake it off.
Yeah.
Or you could go, listen, or you could be one of these people that says, I'm going to make sure everything gets made right in my life. Honey, you're never going to be made right in your life. There's always going to be misunderstandings. We're people. We mess up. Hey, listen to me. And your life will be a whole lot better if you just learn to shake some of this stuff off.
Amen.
There's people here right now, Brother Jamie. They've not learned to shake off a missed opportunity. You know what, Brother Adam, you know what one of the sweetest verses in the Bible is Jonah chapter 3, verse 1. Bible says in Jonah chapter 3, verse 1, that the word of the Lord came again, Brother Garrett, the second time unto Jonah. Hey, but some of you here, listen to me. God has moved and you've missed your opportunity. So the devil keeps you back there and says, you missed it. You can't get saved. You should have been saved that service. Or you should have done something for God this service. So you'll sit here and you'll dwell on a missed opportunity. And I'm telling you, the devil will keep you right there. But the Apostle Paul says that we're to press on. Hey, listen to me. You may have missed it back here, but you're here today. And if God's speaking to you, don't let it go by you again.
Amen.
I remember when I played baseball. I always ain't been fat and bald headed. I used to play a little ball. Listen to me. I played baseball. We'd make a mistake. Or we'd have an opportunity, Brother Bubby, to do something. And we wouldn't do it. Listen, some people, they couldn't play the rest of the game. You'd see them over in the dugout in the fourth. They'd done something. They'd missed the opportunity in the first inning, brother. It'd be the fourth inning. They'd be sitting on the bench like this in the fifth inning. That's where a lot of Christians are. Huh? You missed something 5 years ago, so now you just come on in here and your face looks that long. You're not doing nothing for the glory of God because you missed something back there. But God's given you opportunity after opportunity to get it right. But I'm telling you, you don't want to miss too many opportunities because he may just cut you off. How many church services did I sit in, God deal with me, Brother Jamie, and I wasn't saved? How many times, Brother Garrett, God didn't want me to preach? I wouldn't get up and do it. I wouldn't sit for opportunity after opportunity. I went by Brother Kevin. Window was open, Brother Woody. And I wouldn't take it. Hey, but listen to me. If you're sitting here this morning, by the glory of God, listen to the preacher. Don't let it go by again. Say, today's the day, Lord. I'm going to step out and take advantage of what you're doing in my life.
Amen.
Huh? Hey, I missed it. Shake it off. Shake it off and move on for the glory of God.
Amen.
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 Don't walk around here. They watch for him to swell up, brother. But he never did swell up. The poison never got into him. And the devil, listen, he's a bit some of you. And you're so swelled up. You can't move. You can't do nothing for the glory of God. Because you got your snake and you're petting it and you nourish it and you let everybody know about it. And listen to me. Shake it off and go on for the glory of God.
Amen.
Huh? You know what some people need to shake off? But they made mistakes in their life. And the devil, who in here ain't never made a mistake? Raise your hand, we'll pray for you. Because you're the biggest liar. You're the biggest liar in Pike County. Everybody in here has made mistakes, ain't they? Some people's made worse mistakes maybe than others. Some people's mistakes is very public. And hey, with Facebook, everything's public, bless God. I'm going to preach on that sometime. It's a terror babble. Hey, listen, God split it all up, didn't he? He didn't mean for everybody to be connected one all day. He split it all up. Oh, that's another message for another time. Hey, but listen to me. Hey, listen, some people's made mistakes worse than other people's made mistakes. Ain't they? But we've all made some real bad mistakes. Huh? I made mistakes. Devil will say, that's it, buddy. That's it. You don't need no more pray no more. You messed up right there. Some of you, listen, some of you are saved. You're saved. But you made some mistakes back here when you wasn't saved. And every day you get up, the devil saddles you with that. He throws it right on your back. Says, yeah, look here what you're carrying around on your back. You're going to carry around that. Listen to me. You've got to get to a place in your life, dear friend, that all this mess that you've done, mistakes that you made, listen to me, it is covered by the blood. Now listen, men might not forgive you. Hey, listen, and women might not forgive you. And family might not forgive you. But if you come, listen to me, God said, I'll clean you up. I'll forgive you. I'll cast your sin as far as from the east and the west. Never to be remembered anymore. But some of you, listen to me, you're so bogged down because of mistakes that you made in your life, that you can't serve God, that you're not saved, that you're not walking in victory, all because you made a bad mistake somewhere. Amen. You wouldn't believe the people I meet. They had a bad marriage, brother. Well, so what? Repent. Move on for the glory of God. Amen. They messed up bad. They was on drugs. Hey, repent. Move on for the glory of God. Listen, I don't care what you've done. There's nothing that goes any deeper than what the blood can cover up. Hey, listen, and why the devil hangs that on us and puts that venomous viper upon us and fastens on tight, buddy, and says you can't get on because all these mistakes that you made in your life. Boy, I'm glad that Jesus went to Peter. Peter cussed out a little teenage girl and denied the Lord. He made a bad mistake. But Peter, God restored him, didn't he?
Amen.
Anybody here murder any Christians because they're Christians? I don't think so. Anybody rip mothers away from their children because they was a Christian? Took them out and tortured them and killed them in the name of the Lord? I didn't think so. The Apostle Paul did that. But you know what he said? He said in his word, he said, forgetting the things that are behind, I press toward the mark of the high calling, which is in Jesus Christ. And no matter what mistake, what mess up that you have in your life, don't let it fasten on to you. Shake it off and go on for the glory of God.
Amen.
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 I've been in church. I preach in a lot of churches. Hey, this church I used to go to and preach at, this fella get up every time I was there. And buddy, he would talk about how many fifths he'd drink and how much dope he'd do. I mean, listen to me. You know who was getting glory out of that? The devil.
Amen.
Hey, listen to me. Paul said some of these things I don't even mention. Listen to me. And you know what that does? Let me tell you what that does. One of these little boys or girls sitting there that God's dealing with them to be saved, they'll sit there and say, well, I guess I got to do that so I can be a sinner. Listen to me. The greatest testimony on earth is one of these children that gets saved, that God saves them from making mistakes in their marriage. God saves them from making a mistake getting on drugs and alcohol. That's one of the greatest miracles, that God saves them from that so they ain't got to carry that around all their life. What kind of mess ups and mistakes have they done?
Amen.
Are you listening to me? Some of you, you've walked into this building this morning, and it's right there. Hold your hand, Ben. It's right there. It's bit your hand. It's bit your hand. And I'm preaching, and it's fastened in right there. and you ain't going to shake it off. You listen to me, you're not going to let it go, because that's a part of who you are right there. And you're going to hang on to your viper, and you're going to nurture it, even though God wants you to shake it off and go on for the glory of God. And by the way, let me tell you this. When you start getting a little kindle, a fire, and things start getting heated up, brother, them snakes are going to bite you, Garrett. And you start doing something from God, you try to live right, the devil's going to make sure he jumps up out of there and bites you. But you know what you got to do? You got to shake it off and go on. The glory of God. You think I could continue to preach if I didn't shake some of this stuff off?
Yeah.
I preach in a lot of churches.
Yeah,
I mean, people say, yeah, you wouldn't believe the idiots that's out there to come to you and say some stuff to you. But you got to shake it off. I know preachers right now, but they can't. They won't preach. They can't do nothing. If somebody says one little thing to them, but you just got to shake it off. Brother, they're going to, Garrett. They're going to say stuff about you. If you got God on you and you preach something and you stand for something, you got to shake it off. And you as a Christian, if you're trying to live right, and it's the devil's going to get a hold of you, but you got to learn to shake it off and go on for the glory of God.
Amen.
I've told this before. I'm going to tell it again. I told it to a young man this week. Years ago, brother, listen. Years ago, back in the 1800s, there's two boys. They had bad thieving problems. They loved to steal. Man, they steal all the time. They's young boys, like 16 years old. Young boys. And they'd been before the old judge there in that town many, many times. Finally, the judge said, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of seeing these boys. It's every week. It's something I put you in jail. I've done this. I've done that. Nothing I'm doing is helping you anyway. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to have you held down. I want them to take a hot iron. They'd stole some sheep. He said, I want ST branded on their foreheads. He said, that way, any place you go, everywhere you go in life, from here on out, now they're just 16 years old. Everybody's going to see that ST branded on your forehead, and they're going to know, here comes a sheep thief. Here comes a thief. Boy said, no, don't do that. Don't do that. They said, that's what we're doing. I'm tired of fooling. Could you imagine that being done to a young person that young? But some of you here, listen, you branded yourself years ago and you're still walking around with it. Watch this now. They held them down, Garrett, and they branded them. They got up and time went on. One boy said, this is too much for me. I can't take it no more. Everywhere he went, people would avoid him. People would say, ST sheep thief. Everywhere he went, he said, I can't take it no more. And he went out, Brother Bubby, and killed himself. The other boy said, you know what? It's tough. But I'm going to show that I'm going to outlive this right here. So he just kept on living. He kept on doing right. As time went on, listen, he'd go find a job. They'd look at him, brother, and they'd say, ST on your forehead. I ain't hiring you. ST on your forehead. He'd go over here and some of his family would see him. They'd say, he's got ST. He's branded. Hey, but listen to me. As time went on, he ended up doing something in his community. He ended up getting married. He ended up having kids. He ended up having a successful job and doing something. And he lived to be a great old man up until his 80s. And when he died, the town gathered in. And hauled him in a funeral procession. Great crowd behind this coffin as it was going through town. Two little boys were sitting at the town in a chair. They went by. One little boy looked at the other, and there was two old men that remembered what happened was sitting there too. One little boy looked at the other and said, you know, said he was such a great man. Said he did so much for us in this community, and he was so good to us. He said, he sure was. He said, you know, I can't figure out why God put a birthmark on his head that said ST. He said, I don't know why God put that on his forehead. Them two little old boys sat there for a minute, and one little boy looked at the other and said, I know what it was. God put that there to let everybody know this is a true saint of God right here. God put that there. Listen, what are you saying, preacher? I'm saying, listen, what was branded on him way back here? Hey, listen to me. He got in his mind. He was going to shake it off. And he was going to live right for the glory of God. I'm telling you here today, listen, whatever it is on you that is fastened onto you, whatever people look at you at, if you learn to shake it off, you can move on for the glory of God. And no matter what kind of mess that you've done in your life, if you keep living right and keep doing right, you can outlive it for the glory of God.
Amen.
I got some people in here right now. On, you know what? I got some people in this church right now, Brother Gary, that the only people know them is a good Christian brother or sister. Do you know what? We got a brother in this church that was saved. And when we went over to the nursing home right after we started this church, a fella said, him? But now it's expected. He's slowly, as the years are going by, outliving all that old mess that he did way back here. We got brothers and sisters that teach Sunday school classes, that work in the youth group here, that years ago, listen to me, you never dreamed that. Now people know them as that. That's what people know them as now. That's my youth group teacher. That's my Sunday school teacher. That's that brother that sings in church. That's that sister that's so sweet in the church. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying you got to learn to shake off some of this mess and go on for the glory of God.
Amen.
Or walk around with it on your hand.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what I deal with every day. People walk around with a viper on their hand. And they'll come and they'll say, oh, preacher. I said, shake it off, man. Shake it off. You can do it. You can do something for God. But listen to me. There comes a point in time in your life where the line's got to be drawn. You got to say, today, I'm doing it today. That right, Randall Mullins? You got to make a decision that today's the day I'm stepping out and I'm making a commitment to God. I'm shaking this off and I'm going to try. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to get everything turned.